Welcome to Lesson 17 in this Mini Morse Code series. I'm Stan, K7SBF. I'll keep these lessons brief so you can listen and practice multiple times each day if possible. Well, let's get started. We've got a review and a challenge for you today. Thinking back, these are the characters that we've learned so far. K. M. R. S. U. A. P. T. L. O. W. I. Period. N. J. E. F. 0. Y. V. Comma. G. 5. Forward slash. Q. And 9. Okay, are you ready for a challenge then? Good. Well, let's do some words then. We can actually spell some things at this point. I'd like to limit this to 4-letter words maximum. Okay, and in this file, you will hear 3 V's and then the words. And then at the end, you will hear SK, da-da-da-da-da-da, to let you know that that run is over. All right, you want to grab your paper and pencil? And here we go. Okay, how'd you do? We had nail, logs, name, file, fine, sign, like sine wave, type, fist, amps, kits, and wire. Okay, now that you have those written down, let's go back and I'm going to play exactly the same file, but I'm going to crank up the speed and just to give you a little breath of what it's like at a little faster tempo. So let's just try it for fun. Okay, that was pretty fast. Now I'm going to do this again, but this time through, I don't want you to try and copy it all down. I want you to see how many times the letter F occurs. So don't even think about trying to write down the words or comprehend them if it's too fast, which it probably is. But I just want you to did-a-da-dit. How many times can you hear that as this passage goes by? Okay, just listen for the did-a-da-dits and see how many you can count. Good. You know, every once in a while, it's nice to speed things up. And even if it's too fast for you, certain things happen. So, for example, that time, if you were listening for just the Fs, you should have heard three of them in there. So your brain can catch on to that if you're listening for that particular character. The other thing you may have noticed is that there were two letters together that are very common, and that is the letter S as in Sam, and T, S-T. And in this case, it was the letter F, I, S, and T for fist. Did you hear the end of that? Did-a-dit-da. Did-a-dit-da. Now, that's much faster than you're practicing right now. But that ST, you will hear that all the time in words like best and vest. Anything with ST in it, you will begin to recognize those two letters together. Did-a-dit-da. For me, it's in my name. So I hear it all the time. But you will start to hear the S and the T's together quite a bit. Okay, you ready for another one? Okay, these are some short phrases, kind of CUSO-esque, conversation-esque, for a ham conversation. So I'm going to slow it back down and see how you do. Just for fun, we're going to review and have some fun. Here we go. You'll hear three V's and then SK at the end.
Thank you.
Great. Well, did you get, of course, we had the three V's at the beginning, but after that, we had a call sign, KM9YV/5, then DE, meaning this is or I am, W5PN, a call sign, and then again, W5PN, period. GM, meaning good morning. TU, for thank you. FER, F-E-R, meaning for. It's just easier to say fer than for. RPT, period, report. Good morning, thank you for report. Then I live, NR, near my town, Arizona, period. And for some reason, the software is not playing commas very well. So typically, it would be my town, Arizona, period. Then Roger, Roger, Roger. ES, meaning and. TNX, thanks. FER, QSO, QSO, period. Wow. Well, that was some review, and hope you enjoyed the challenge. Later today, if you get a few minutes, listen to the session again. Remember, when you're getting about 90% of the characters correct, it's time to move on to the next lesson. Well, this is K7SBF saying, and I will see next time.